All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, we got a big fight coming up going down on March the 19th. It is a welterweight bout, and just really excited to see Canadian MMA getting back to it. And we have Kenan Keller taking on Kyron Cameron, and I have Kyron on the show. How's the training and everything going ahead of this one here, man?
Yeah, it's been going well. You know, it's been a long year since my last fight, so I've been ready to get in there.
Yeah, and I guess how would you characterize the whole period? Like, was it a period of, like, frustration at certain times? Was there, like, a certain level of benefit in as far as growing your game? Like, how would you characterize just where you were last year as compared to where you're at heading into this fight?
I definitely improved my skill set in that time, but, you know, with the pandemic, it did pose an interesting set of challenges for this, for the training camp. Frustration at times, but I have a good group of guys that we've been working with, and we've just been pushing forward this whole time.
Yeah, and I imagine you've had to handle that in a certain way just with the backdrop of the pandemic, but good to hear you're still getting in the work with some of the, you know, usual suspects and everything like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and an interesting one just in the sense that you're stepping outside of the, you know, BTC umbrella for the first time here. Like, when did the whole, I guess, BFL timeline get started? Like, did someone reach out to you? Like, what was the, I guess, general approach and timeline for this BFL 66 fight here?
I think the event was originally slated for February sometime. So I did have word of this bout quite a few months ago. It was just been through my coach. He's been looking to get some guys on this card. So, I had this opponent in mind, and we were pretty much slated to fight each other for, the last couple of months. So it's been a little bit of a drawn out camp for this one. And, yeah, it's going to be good to have my first professional bout outside of BTC and, test myself on the other side of the country.
Yeah. And just an opponent, I presume you're pretty familiarized with at this point. Like you said, there was a couple different, you know, ideas thrown around about when you might be fighting there, but I'm noticing they're, you know, 2-0 as a pro with the 4-fight win streak dating back to their AMI run there, and some amateur fights with BFL, but also the pro contest with Rise FC and Mamba Fight Night. Like, how would you characterize your opponent's skill set and as far as, like, what they're bringing to the table here? Like, what are you mostly looking out for from Keller as you get out there for this one?
You know, he seems like a pretty quality opponent, and he is well-rounded. I know he does hold a purple belt under the 10th Planet system, so his ground game is to be respected. And he does have physical attributes that will pose some different challenges in this fight. I know he's a taller guy coming down from, I believe, 185. So it will prove to be a different matchup as my last ones that I've had, but it's going to be an interesting challenge, and I'm ready for the opportunity.
Yeah, and you'd mentioned kind of some of the people you were getting in work with ahead of this one. Like, I know at least per the last BTC card you were working with, like, Jesse Ronson and just a whole host of great guys. But for this particular camp, like, who are you getting in the work with predominantly?
Yeah, luckily I've been able to train with guys that also have fights coming up. Aaron Jeffries, who's going to be stepping in for CFFC, Scott Hudson, Bobby Poulter. Scott's going to be on XFC. Bobby's looking to get a fight soon. Adam Asenza. So, luckily I'm, pretty close with the guys in Ontario that have been staying active during this time. Because it is hard to find a fight at these times. So I've been able to click up with those guys. I've been going down to Niagara Top Team a lot for some closed sparring sessions with the pro guys. So, yeah, training's been going well.
Yeah, and I guess just on a coaching level, like, are you still working with guys like, you know, Rory McDonald and Lyndon Whitlock and whatnot?
Yeah, I've been primarily working with Lyndon Whitlock throughout this camp. He's been pretty much taking over the coaching throughout this time while they get situated and try to get their own spot going.
Yeah, for sure. And just, it seems like he's always out there just traveling and stuff like that. It seems like he's always either at a fight or presumably, I guess, quarantining after the fact there. So it seems like he's always out there with you lads. I imagine that's an invaluable kind of dynamic to have.
Yeah, exactly. He's made a couple of trips across the border to the States. So he's been in two or three quarantines so far. Luckily, we've had some good training partners, and we have Lucas Chasten, who's able to hold the pads for us when he's locked away during his quarantines. He's going to be under quarantine once again after this fight, so it's going to be interesting to see it.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on, I guess, some of like the regulatory aspects of what's expected from people going to different events and stuff like that. Like, what's this fight week looking for you in that kind of regard, just in terms of like getting there and just different associated tests? I imagine it looks a fair bit different than a normative fight week.
Yeah, you know, there's still some details I don't know myself, so it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. I know that they're going to be doing COVID testing, and it's going to be like BFL has done a great job in making sure all the athletes are safe. I know they're using some of the state-of-the-art technology in order to make sure everyone's COVID-free and we're able to put on an event that's safe for the fighters.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'll be a great event. And just, I'm wondering, like, what you think about the look here. Because, I mean, BFL, a reputable promotion in general. But this, a big one for them being that it's going to be on UFC Fight Pass and kind of kickstarting a great new broadcast deal in that regard. Like, what are your thoughts on that and kind of being part of that broadcast agreement and getting out there? Does it create a sense of, I guess, increased pressure? Is it, like, an exciting thing? Is it kind of inconsequential? Like, how would you characterize that?
You know, being on UFC Fight Pass is huge because I do believe that it's the number one way for people to view my fights, seeing it is a platform that is easily accessible for everybody. You can just pay the monthly fee, and then you're able to see my fight. So with that, yeah, it naturally will have a little bit more eyeballs on it, but that's not my main concern. I just want to perform to the best of my ability, and it's just a bonus that I'm going to have more people watching it. And I think that this is a good matchup between two undefeated prospects. So it's going to be a good bout to position myself to further my career.
Yeah, I guess you're mostly focused on the performance and just following up from, you know, that BTC 9 performance where you dropped that pseudo atomic butt drop a la Mark Hunt, Wanderlei Silva, and then got the W with the Bravo choke there.
Yeah, exactly. My last fight didn't exactly go the way that I wanted it to, but I was able to show some grit and come out with the finish. So this time around, I want to show a bit my true form and, you know, have a bit more of a cleaner performance.
Yeah, I'm curious at that characterization. Like, what did you think was omitted from the last performance that is going to be more evident in this one here, just in as far as like the, like a defensive savvy, or like, I guess, what are you talking about in that regard there, the clean technique?
There's just a few mistakes I made in the beginning of the fight, which ultimately led to me taking some shots that I shouldn't have. Just, you know, like listening to my coaches and not trying to like go for the finish right away and knock his head off and lose my balance and stuff like that. So I'm definitely going to go in with a more measured approach for this one. As I've been able to do in the past, and, you know, not rush it in the beginning, and just find my openings and find the finish.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a lot of eyeballs on you at this point, too. Like, I'd seen that there was an article from MMA Empire about 10 Canadian fighters to keep an eye on in 2021. Like, what are your thoughts on that kind of stuff? Is it, again, kind of a thing that's just sort of outside the picture in a way? Like, you're mostly just focused on the performance and just what you can do in that regard? Like, does any of that outside sentiment inform what you're doing at all, or not so much?
You know, it is nice to get some recognition. I mean, especially doing it for all these years, to have MMA outlets reaching out to me and writing about me as one of the top prospects. It's good because I believe that I'm up there with some of the best Canadian fighters, and ultimately that's what I'm here to prove, right? I want to get to the top of the heap in the Canadian rankings and then go international and go to the top. So it's good that they're taking notice. I don't place too much importance on that. Ultimately, it's about what I do and, you know, my fight record, getting those W's, but it's nice to get a little bit of a pat on the back from our hard work.
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's not like something you get a big head about, but it's just like, oh, cool, yeah, I've been doing this for a while. Thanks for noticing what's going on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no doubt, man, and just a great plan. Like, I think this card will certainly help you in getting more attention on the Canadian scene, and then it'll be interesting to see the, you know, international goals for after the fact. But you've been really great with your time, man, and I want to be cognizant of that and everything with your presumably busy schedule. So is there anything you'd like to sort of add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, Kyren?
No, thank you for having me, and I hope that everyone tunes into my fight March 19th, BFL. It's going to be on UFC Fight Pass, so it's going to be really good. Let's, tune in. You're going to see a show.
Yeah, we've got two undefeated prospects going at it at BFL 66. Like Kyren said, you can check that out on UFC Fight Pass. Kyren Cameron and Kenan Keller getting at it in a welterweight affair. Thanks again for all the time ahead of this big fight, man, and just best of luck with the remaining part of the preparations, and have a good rest of your day too, man.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one.